And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner. Proudly brought to you by Southern Comfort.
Welcome to the BFM studios. Stephen from Hancock's, how are you?
Very well, gentlemen. How are you?
Shout outs for that very low button on the flannel that I've just spotted at the moment, Stephen, as well.
Oh, it's hot.
Don't you dare do it up. Don't you fucking dare.
You people don't want my boobs wet in your cocktails.
It's dank out there.
It's really hot.
Stephen, I'm excited. You look after Southern Comfort as a brand.
I do, amongst my sins, yes.
And you've been making cocktail innovations this week at work, and we've got a brand new cocktail on the cards tonight.
Quite. In terms of the style of cocktail, that's nothing new. Everyone's heard of an Aperol Spritz. Everyone's heard of the general spritz of cocktail. But
totally.
What you're probably going to get a little bit different in this one is the fact that it's used with Southern Comfort. Looking after Southern Comfort as a brand, one of the things that people always ask me is, how do we drink it? Everyone's had it with L&P, everyone's had it with Coke, everyone's like had it at the shop, but no one really knows how to drink it outside of that. So I got...
What's the spritz part? Is that random onomatopoeia, or is it... Like, what's going on there? Is that actually something getting spritzed? Is spritz spelled with a Z in the end? Is that how you spell spritz?
I put a Z on there.
Yes! Spelled with a Z or a Z.
Look how out of place a Z looks sometimes. They like, poor little boat looks like, is that word just falling asleep? Oh no, it's a Z.
Spritz.
To spritz something, kind of carbonating it. You put your sparkling wine in. So
nice.
Your standard Aperol spritz will be sparkling wine. What we're doing, we're subbing out the wine for soda water, so a little bit of a cheat. But, we're throwing in some fresh fruit and some citrus. We've got some strawberries and some lemons.
Perfect.
And I think you'll agree that it's going to be just a really fun, different way to drink SoCo and bloody refreshing with weather like we're having at the moment.
Now, just to explain to me the difference between the original Southern Comfort and the Southern Comfort Black that we've got at the moment. You're saying this is a bit stronger?
Correct. So we've got three main Southern Comfort products within the brand. We've got the original, which is 30% ABV. The Southern Comfort Black, which is 40% ABV, and then the Southern Comfort Hundy Proof, which you guys tasted with Gwilym when he made his cocktails, that's 50%.
We're talking about the cocktail kegs situation.
Correct.
Don't remember that at all, actually.
No, I wonder why.
So the 40% is just that will obviously sit really nicely in with most of your standard spirits, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's less of a liqueur, more of a spirit.
Fabulous.
And you've also brought in some Peychaud's.
Peychaud's Aperitivo.
Correct. I'm actually getting... This has been appearing on the deck here quite frequently in the last couple of weeks. I'm actually quite liking it.
So Peychaud's is owned by Sazerac, who owns Southern Comfort. So it's another product that we do. It's our take on Campari or Aperol. They're all much of a muchness, but for what I want to make, this works really, really well.
Okay. It's a very nice rosy red colour.
I feel like it's not quite as bitter or tart as...
No, it's more subtly bitter. It's all down to the types of herbs and spices they use, but what you should hopefully find by the end of this afternoon segment, gentlemen, is the strawberries in the drink with the spices in the Peychaud's.
The colours, definitely.
They're going to go for a little moonlight stroll on the beach.
Good.
There you go.
A little lemon acidity to come in there at some point.
Well, who invited Gordon Ramsay?
Let's talk about this. Bish, bosh, bash, actually. I'm more of that kind of fan. Let's talk about these glasses.
Yep.
Kind of like a giant empty Coke can.
Yeah, Coke can, jam jar, whatever you want. It's just a jar available from most decent online glass stockists.
Completely see-through. What a crazy material. There we go.
It's almost like your windows.
Return to the earth.
Okay, so Stephen, go ahead and talk us through where do we start?
What
do
crack we... on? So you get one of your jam jars. If jam jars aren't available,
in a jam jar,
just miscellaneous glass, into which we will pour 45 mils of Southern Comfort Black. So I don't have any apparatus with me today, boys and girls. So I'm going to eye it, but please do drink responsibly and measure out your measurements.
Okay, you're a pro though, so we can trust. Wow. Yep, that's looking pretty good so far. Nice technique.
This is bish bosh bash. This is.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. Holy.
Yep.
I gotta pee.
Oh, someone's getting a strong one there. That's Stephen's one. That one's big hungry.
Oopsie daisy.
Cool. So we got our 45 mils of some kind of black and a little bit of spelt on the floor. Then we're going to go in with 15 mils of Peixot's Aperitivo. 15, 1-5.
Somebody's actually already come at you for your British accent, mate, but I'm not reading the text out. It's just, it's completely unnecessary, to be fair.
It's fine. We can't all be perfect.
Right. Okay, so just, okay. All right.
No, I think it's just more they're angry at Brits in general.
They're probably angry about Brexit or something.
I think British people are just a little bit angry sometimes. Like, I'm half British and I know. I can be angry.
General cultural appropriation that we did many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting pissed off with Captain Cook these days, actually.
Yeah, I've noticed a bit of that too, John.
I was like, Captain Cook probably didn't have a library at his disposal.
I mean,
he just had some maps that he was trying to make. We've suspended him in
iron and put him in a house down on the waterfront there. I mean, surely that's enough punishment.
What you can do, you know, you can sit at home behind your phone or your keyboard and be a keyboard warrior and oh look at me, I'm going to text in. Or you can just learn from the mistakes of the past and not be a dick.
That's true. I think Gandhi said that
while he's wearing his flip-flops. Cool. So,
okay, so
it's all come together really nice, by the way. The colour of just the Black Label Southern Comfort and the pink stuff, which I've forgotten what it's called and I'm not going to try to pronounce.
Peixot.
Oh, Johnny nailed it.
Aperitif.
Aperitivo.
Those two. Oh, come on, mate. All right. Okay.
Aperitivo.
Those two have come together in a really nice sort of sun. Like you said, a sunset sunset situation.
You've chucked a slice of lemon.
Just one slice of lemon squeezed and dropped. We just want that. Because Southern Comfort is quite sweet, as is the Peixot. So we want a little bit of acidity.
Did you release a little bit of the lemon juice, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Gave it a bit of a. Okay. Little bit of a squeeze.
Cool.
So now I'm going to chop up some strawberries. Not to be confused with strawberries.
We have pre-tasted these strawberries and they're absolutely delish.
They are quite good, aren't they?
Oh, you're not muddling them or anything. You're just dropping them right in there. I thought you were going to beat the crap out of them.
Oh, I can do if you want me to.
No. You do you, mate. Don't.
What do you reckon? 2 per cocktail? 3 per cocktail? What do we think, guys? How much vitamin C do you need?
I'm keen on 3.
Cool. 3 it is.
I don't really get fresh strawberries very often, living just in Grafton there. I don't see these little bundles on the side of the road like you do down the line a bit, you know?
So for those of you listening at home, literally all I'm doing is cutting strawberries. You're not missing much. Talk amongst yourselves.
This is very easy to make at home.
It is.
By the looks of things.
Yeah. And look, the really cool thing about drinks like this is you can be as experimental as you want to be. You don't have to use strawberries if you don't like them. Raspberries, blackberries. Hell, use a bit of cucumber. Use anything you want.
I do love a bit of cucumber in a drink, actually.
Yeah, I think I do too. I'm not a massive fan on cucumber, like, in general, but in a drink, definitely has, like, a strange quality of freshening things up, doesn't it?
Okay, now you're adding ice.
Cucumber, if you're listening.
I'm adding ice, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this a fill with ice kind of situation?
Filled with ice, exactly that kind of situation.
Now, is the strawberry kind of a bit of a nod to the jam jar? Was there that much thought behind this?
No.
Take it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah,
2019, we're taking it.
Taking it way back to when Ma and Pa made jam. Like I said, the little moonlit stroll, the strawberry is going to play with the spice in the aperitivo. Just give this really lovely, fresh, summery note to the drink. So...
It's smelling really good, actually, with the ice going in there. Even though I've got a slightly blocked nose, I'm still getting a bit of fragrance through my right nostril.
Mm, cool.
That's disgusting.
There you go.
Something's getting open.
So I'm going to crack open some soda water now.
You guys run with the East Imperial?
East Imperial soda water going in. I'll bring this up to the mic so you can hear the deliciousness.
Oh, goddamn, look at what it's doing, John. Look at it. Look at that!
This looks fizzy. Sounds fizzy too.
If the mic picked anything up there, let's try
the other one. It's got a really mint Cobb & Co. situation going on right now.
Cool, there we go.
Wow, look at it. Steven, it looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't feel very genuine.
Go to Candy Mountain, Charlie.
No, that was real.
That was a little bit facetious, I think.
Give it a quick stir. Just like that, voila.
That.
So we will call this the highly original name of the SoCo Spritz.
The what now?
The SoCo Spritz.
SoCo Spritz. To the nose, it's pretty mellow. It does smell like a kind of just a lovely garden.
Don't say strawberries.
No. Nope.
What do you reckon?
It's a quencher. It's a summer quencher. It's, why is it this? That pink stuff is quite floral, isn't it? Or something. What's going on in there?
It is. It's very bitter. So it's, even though it's kind of like a liqueur because it's got so much sugar in it. Right. But because of the herbs and spices they make it with, it's very bitter. And so that's why we wanted to put a little bit of lemon in there to try and cut through the sweetness, and a little bit of strawberry should play on some of that bitterness. So the really interesting thing is you might be expecting you'll get a lot of fruitiness from the strawberry. You really don't.
Right. If you wanted to take this to like a really sweet place, Arizona drinks actually make a strawberry watermelon drink, which would go really nice in this.
Well,
shout out Arizona Drinks if you're listening. Delicious drinks. I've actually got a grape drink over here. It's my new favorite drink, mate. I really love these drinks. You know about them?
I don't, but I'm sure you're going to tell me.
They're really delicious drinks. That's about it.
Cool. How much do you get paid for that?
No, we haven't yet. John's just emailed them. We're trying to get their business. I love the drink. I want Arizona drinks just coming through the door.
Grape Aid. Look at it.
I think they're making a push in the country.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting a phone call, actually.
Put some headphones on, Doc. This will be a high-tech cocktail question, probably. Hello, 95BFM.
Hello,
you've
reached
Cocktail
Corner. How's it?
I'm good.
We're
how
good.
Are you?
I was wondering if I can request a song, please.
We're actually in the middle of Cocktail Corner, so maybe text
okay.
it and
I'll
have a look for
in.
It. Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Texting in is a better at this point. But definitely tune in. That'd be cool.
I kind of wanted to hear what song he was going to request, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, we should have.
Well, that's
been
just
funny
me.
If it was like strawberry related.
That's just the guy with the dodgy British accent. What do I know? I know nothing.
This is really easy to drink. I feel like this would do well with straw.
With
you know,
a
like
straw?
Just, like, you know, just like.
Right,
so you
okay.
Stab the strawberries
I was like, just you're lying in a field surrounded by dry grass. Like, where are you going with this? But we cleared
Hanging
that up.
Picture.
I'm looking forward to eating the strawberries. I'm just trying to get to the strawberries.
Yeah.
That's my mission.
It's quite
so
a big drink.
You know, you'll get an idea in your mind of what you think it's going to taste like, and then you actually taste it, and it's totally different.
That's
and
true.
That's kind of what I wanted to highlight, was showing people different ways of drinking Southern Comfort. And, you know, we're all about spending Southern Comfort, having fun responsibly, and I just wanted to make a bloody refreshing drink for this stupid heat wave.
It's impressively light and refreshing for something with Southern Comfort in it, eh?
Yeah.
That's what's impressive about it.
Yeah, it's
kind of got a gin-esque vibe. Drink, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's sitting somewhere between
that was a polite,
dry
like, what are you fucking
sweet.
Talking about, that sound? Definitely.
No comment.
Oh, that's so
No comment. But the really cool thing, like, this reminds me way back in when I was at uni, we got one of those plastic buckets you get from the supermarket, and we filled it with miscellaneous spirits and lemonade and a whole load of fruit, and
did.
We had a barbie. And, you know, if you're having a barbie in the garden with your mates, you
this
make
a couple of
jugs of this, away you go.
How much was a packet of strawberries, by the way, these days?
I want to say $3.50.
Now, just for reference, is this quite a strong drink? Because it doesn't taste like it.
So you've got your 60ml of alcohol in there, so it would be your standard kind of 2-2.5 standard drink cocktail.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have much more than one of these in drive. You know, you've certainly got the booze in there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, well, thank you very much. So Southern Comfort Black. Coming to the party on this little number, the SoCo Spritz, which I will chuck up the recipe for tomorrow, and anyone that wants to go back and listen to the podcast, you can do if you want to. This is obviously a really, really easy one to make at home, which is bloody good.
Agreed.
And Stephen, will we see you in the next couple of weeks before the 50th anniversary? Because SoCo, aka Southern Comfort, is of course key sponsor for BFM's 50th birthday party.
Correct. Yeah, I believe I am back week after next.
Okay, sweet.
Which would probably be the day before.
Perfect.
There we go. How about that?
All right. Hey, well, thank you very much, mate. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Cheers, guys. See you soon.
Oh, this is quite nice. Nice little text to go out on. Last time I drank Southern Comfort, it was out of a McDonald's lemonade cup.
Well, there we are.
Reminiscing.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Southern Comfort.